Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Ah, breathe easier. It's almost officially summer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Summer solstice, the longest day of the year, comes tomorrow, marking, of course, the official start of more heat, more travelers, and more smog. But that may change. Today, the Environmental Protection Agency signs off on a long-overdue review of air quality standards. Here's Rachel Dornhelm.
National law requires ozone or smog standards be reviewed every 5 years. So when the Environmental Protection Agency skipped its 2002 review, the American Lung Association sued. The group's Janice Nolan says EPA advisors have recommended the agency tighten its standards to improve public health problems like asthma.
Kids are going to the emergency room. Their lungs are being harmed. Senior citizens are having trouble breathing. People who exercise are having coughing and wheezing.
Getting ozone numbers down could mean restricting everything from power plant emissions to the hours of drive-through windows. The National Association of Manufacturers, Brian Brendel, says his group opposes tougher standards until businesses implement the last round of changes approved 10 years ago.
We contest any idea that somehow it's already necessary to move the goalposts during the middle of the game.
Any new revisions won't be official until March. It would be 5 years before they take effect. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
The Dow will be kicking off the day at 13,635 after adding just 22 points yesterday. The Nasdaq is higher by just a fraction. The S&P 500 tacked on 2.5 points. Congress is having a tough time passing immigration reform. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is hoping to get negotiations jump-started in time for a final vote next week. Now, scam artists are taking advantage of the confusion all this has caused among illegal immigrants. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
The scam artists are called notarios, Spanish for notary public. Across the country, reports have emerged of notarios collecting $5,000 fines from undocumented immigrants. The money will put them on a path toward citizenship under the new immigration law. Only problem, there is no new immigration law. Cheryl Little directs the Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center.
Immigrants are so vulnerable because they're desperate to legalize their status. They're so easily taken advantage of, and it's especially so because many immigrants come from countries where notarios are lawyers.
She says the victims can ill afford to lose the money.
Not only are they taking their hard-earned money and throwing it away, but they're alerting immigration officials to, you know, here I am, you can come and pick me up and deport me.
She says notarios are hard to prosecute because they're cheating people who are here illegally. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
There's word Rupert Murdoch is hoping to get Yahoo to make space for MySpace. The Times of London reports Murdoch's News Corp would hand the popular social networking site MySpace over to Yahoo in exchange for a 25% stake in the combined operation.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
The firm that manages the world's second biggest buyout fund has moved up its much-anticipated initial public offering to this week. The Blackstone Group could take its place on the New York Stock Exchange after tomorrow. The move is already drawing fire from some members of Congress who say it's time to strip private equity firms of the lower tax rates they enjoy. There's been a flood of money behind a recent wave of takeovers. Just yesterday, Cerberus Capital Management got the regulatory go-ahead to buy Chrysler for $7 billion. The cash for these big deals is coming from various sources, big pension funds, insurance companies, and wealthy individuals, all of whom are looking to see their money grow. They pool their riches to invest in companies that can later be sold at a profit. Critics complain that too often the turnarounds result in big job losses. But lately, the corporate raider image is giving way to a kinder, gentler style. Consider this. What most of us know about private equity investors, we learned from Hollywood in movies like Pretty Woman.
So what do you do with the companies once you buy them?
I sell them.
You sell them?
Well, I don't sell the whole company. I break it up into pieces, and then I sell that off. It's worth more than the whole.
Sort of like stealing cars and selling them for the parts, right?
Yeah, sort of, but legal.
Mm-hmm.
But private equity dealmaker Stuart Cole says times have changed. He says with a smile, there isn't a lot of pillaging left to do. And his firm, the Riverside Company, considers the small to mid-sized businesses it buys as partners.
Frankly, what I do on a daily basis has nothing to do with the way Hollywood has depicted it. What we spend our time doing is trying to identify wonderful little companies that, with access to more capital, can be more successful, can grow faster. In some cases, that leads to creating more jobs.
It's the recent wave of big corporate takeovers that shareholder attorney Arthur Abbey questions. He asks why publicly run businesses seem to be in such a rush to go private.
The same management that's running the public companies is going to be in charge of putting the company in shape. And if they can do it for the new owners, I don't know why they can't do it for the old owners.
Dartmouth professor Colin Bladen says there are very practical reasons for taking a company out of the hands of public investors to whip it into shape. The whole idea is to sell down the road at a profit, he says, without shareholders getting in the way.
If you're really going to transform a company, you may have to make some pretty aggressive changes that would cause the earnings in the short run to not look so good, but where the long-term value would be greatly improved.
Boston University professor James Post agrees private equity can play a valuable role improving many companies, but he worries the recent mega deals are being leveraged with lots of borrowed money.
If we go into a recession, many of these companies are now so deeply in debt that if there's any failure to meet their payments, there's not much of a cushion for them, and that we will see the collapse of the companies. That has a downward spiraling effect because it very quickly leads to layoffs and all of the follow-on consequences.
Post says it's impossible to know if the recent corporate takeover frenzy will end up being a good thing. We won't really know that, he says, for some time to come. More tomorrow at this time on what private equity means to all of us. And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Many thanks for investing some of your time with us this morning. Let us know your thoughts. You can reach us at marketplace.org. Just click on the link that says Contact.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.